Hyperhidrosis. So what we're referring to is underarm excessive sweating, but what we're talking about is a medical condition. It's not just if you're perspiring a little bit more than average. People who have this condition perspire 5 to 6 times more than the average person, and up to 10 million Americans have this condition, so it's fairly common. Affects men and women alike, children as young as 9 years old and up. So it's a medical condition.
What's the cause, or where's it coming from?
Yeah, so no one really knows what the cause is, but it seems to be perhaps some hyperactivity of the nerve endings that lead to the underarm sweat glands. No one really knows the cause, but the good news is there's a brand new FDA-approved treatment, non-invasive. It's a topical medication that's delivered from a cloth, and so I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's called Qbrexza. And so it comes in these packets, and so you just open them up, and there's a cloth inside that has the medication on it. And then you take the cloth out, you apply it first to one underarm and then the other underarm. Then you throw it out and then wash your hands carefully. And so it's FDA-approved prescription for people that have this condition. And so I should also mention that like any prescription medication, it does have some potential side effects, such as urinary retention, blurred vision, and dry mouth. But these can be completely avoided by carefully washing your hands after you apply the medication.
What is the medication doing that will then prevent the sweating or minimize it?
So what the medication does is it just blocks the transmission of these neurotransmitters, the acetylcholine, to the sweat glands. So it's a temporary blockage. It just affects right where you're applying the cloth, under the arms.
You mentioned that anybody can be affected. Do we know if this is hereditary?
Well, it's hard to say whether it's hereditary, but it can affect anyone. I mean, it's not something that you just, you know, that you just develop. It's something you pretty much have, in my experience, at an earlier age. But it can start, you know, as I said, as young as 9 years old. But I have seen people who come in and really noticed it beginning kind of in their late teens. But pretty much, you know, it really, people can have sweating and they think that, oh, I'm just like everybody else, but gee, I have to only wear black clothes, I have to change my shirt like 3 times. They don't realize that they have a medical condition, which is one of the nice things when a new product comes out, a new FDA-approved medication, is that people have the opportunity to learn more about this condition they may have been suffering from for a long time.
And where can they go finding out some more details about this?
So they can go to the website, which is called the same name as the medication, Qbrexza, spelled Qbrexza.com, Qbrexza.com. And on the website, they can find out more about hyperhidrosis, find out where they can find a dermatologist, about insurance reimbursement, and more information about the medication Qbrexza itself.
Great. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.